But it says, therefore, the Lord admits man interiorly into the truths of wisdom and into the goods of love only so far as he can be kept in them right on to the end of his life. The Lord does this in order that man may not fall into that most grievous kind of profanation of what is holy, which has been treated of in this chapter. On account of this danger also, the Lord permits, right, permits evils of life and many heresies in worship. And concerning the permission of these things, some, you know, we'll be reading about that in the next section. So, you know, for those who are working, have been working in the Arcana, we went through the story of Laban and Jacob. And in that story, it talks about the fact that the Lord uses a person's falsities as if they are truths, so long as there is something of good. And by good is meant a willingness to use even a false understanding of the word to apply it sincerely. Because then once you, you know, then you can be moved toward whatever you need to be moved towards. But if you're not applying anything, there's no, you know, there's no movement. So you kind of tie the Lord's hands in a sense. So when you start in this work, we're all embedded in the love of self and love of the world, and we cycle through it. And the only way we come to see that, unfortunately, in the process is through being identified and suffering the consequences of that in terms of our emotional states.